No one has mapped more territory than NASA, but even their sensors rely on batteries.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Yi Chow, an engineer at NASA's JPL, was the project scientist for the Aquarius satellite mission to measure ocean salinity. The satellite's instruments were calibrated with sensors that were distributed across the oceans. Sonar devices for an operation like this are not new, but they can't rely on solar energy. So when their batteries die, they're left dead in the water or must be recharged by ship at great expense. With two colleagues, Chow set out to design a solution. The power modules they developed are based on a phase change material that had a melting point between typical deep ocean and surface temperatures. As the device rises to the surface to transmit data, the material melts and expands, turning a motor that charges the battery. Chow was able to license the invention, and his company, SeaTrek Incorporated, sells its power module to researchers, offshore drillers, environmentalists, and the military. With a battery like this, robots could one day map the ocean floor, 80% of which remains uncharted. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.